Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Kol HaPosel is a truma, something that makes truma posel. The halacha is that something that's a sheni l'tuma makes truma posel. So something that's a sheni l'tuma, matames yedayim liyashnias. It could also make a person's hands, if he touches that, also tame in the degree of sheni l'tuma. And also hayad matames chavreta, a yad that was also a sheni l'tuma, can also make the other hand a sheni l'tuma. Rabbi Shua, and this is Rabbi Shua Lashitase, who said in the Mishnah before that even a sheni latoma can make hands tame. But as we said before, the Chachamim disagree, and they say no, something that's only a sheni latoma, which is like a vlad atoma, cannot make hands tame. Only things that are avatoma or higher than a sheni latoma can make hands tame, but not a sheni latoma. Amalahem, so Rabbi Shua said to them, V'lek kisvei ha-kodesh shniyim etamen ha-seidayim. We know that there's a gzeira that the holy scriptures, Kisvei HaKodesh, the things that are written on Kisvei HaKodesh, if someone touches them, like Sefer Torah, things like that, can make the hands tame. There's a gzeira in order to make sure that they didn't store a Kisvei HaKodesh next to Truma, and then if the Kisvei HaKodesh became tame, it would make the Truma tame. So therefore they made a gzeira that anyone who touches Kisvei HaKodesh, or Sefer Torah, or other writings of Tanakh, or other holy scriptures, your hands become tame. Now, the tuma of Kisvei HaKodesh is only a sheni l'tuma. Yet, if someone touches that, his hands also become tame l'sheni l'tuma. So you see, Chachamim, that it's not true. You see, a sheni could make a sheni. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shua, ain't done in divrei Torah, divrei Seferim, v'lei divrei Seferim, divrei Torah, v'lei divrei Seferim, divrei Seferim. You can't compare the divrei Torah to divrei Seferim. And the Chachamim made a gzera, they have their rules. You can't say it because the Torah said one way, the Chachamim have to follow that. When they made their gzeras, they made the gzeras in the way they wanted to fulfill the gzera. And so too the other way around. If the Chachamim made a gzera, you can't learn out the divrei Torah from the same halachas. And even within two different gzeras, you can't compare one gzera to another gzera. The way the Chachamim made the gzeras for Kisvei HaKodesh was different than the way that they made the gzera for Tumas Yedayim in general. So therefore you can't compare one tuma to the other tuma when it comes to the halachas of tumas of Yedayim. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. From here on, we're going to talk about various halachas relating to this din that a person's hands who touches Kisvei HaKodesh becomes tameh. And we start off with tefillin. Tefillin is, within the tefillin, obviously, is Kisvei HaKodesh, right? We write the four parshas of the tefillin. So if someone touches the four parshas of the tefillin that are written on them, and the tefillin themselves, you can make your Yedayim tameh. Again, it's an extension of this decree that Kisvei HaKodesh makes your hands tameh. So therefore, the shaila is, Ritzu is tefillin. What about the straps? Im a tefillin, if at the time that they're attached to the tefillin, Matamas Yedayim, that same thing, just like the tefillin, just like the Kisvei HaKodesh and the tefillin makes your hands tameh. And the tefillin makes your hands tameh, so too, the Ritzu is at tefillin, the straps, together with the tefillin, can make your hands tameh. And again, they just have to be washed. Reb Shimon Aimer, Ritzu is tefillin, Einem and Tamas Yedayim. Reb Shimon says, no, only the actual tefillin themselves and the Kisvei HaKodesh within them make your hands tameh. But the Ritzu is at tefillin, do not make your hands tameh, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon.